Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Howdy, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 5th of November, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening. We got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Apple getting into the AR glasses business? It could be. Well, according to an article we read over there at Mac Rumors and to a Japanese publication that was released this week, apparently Sony and Apple are teaming up. The team up would be for OLED micro displays for the rumored AR or VR glasses. Now, actually, it's not just one source that's pointing out that Apple will be heading to Sony for some glass. Multiple sources have informed that Apple is indeed planning to use Sony's micro display technology for their head-mounted accessory. Now, if one is to believe these rumors, the glasses will have a 0.5-inch display with a 2080 by 960 resolution. However, though, I wouldn't be looking for these AR/VR glasses in the next few days at the next Apple event. Nah. According to our main man Ming in China, the release will be sometime in 2021. Staying with Apple News, get your Apple TV Plus experience now on your Xbox. Yeah, that's right. It will debut on the Xbox very soon. Actually, just in time for the Xbox Series X and the Series S launch, which amazingly come out also on November 10th. Now, it's taken a while for Apple TV to actually make it onto the Xbox. Last year, in fact. And if you're a PS5 lover, have no fear. From what we're hearing, Apple will also be having their Apple TV Plus app ready for the November 12th launch. Google's Pixel 5 got a little trick up its sleeve. If somebody's need a little power from you, well, you can give them a little. That's because the Pixel 5 automatically turns into a wireless charging pad when you plug in a USB-C cable. Yep, that's right. Once you insert that cable, the Pixel 5 will automatically turn on its reverse wireless charging feature, basically changing the device into a charging pad. Now, you can't use reverse wireless charging to share your power when your phone isn't plugged in. However, you'll still be able to activate the battery share manually if you don't have access to your charger. And of course, you'll be able to do that in the settings menu. And finally, Windows 7. Is it dead yet? Is it? I thought it's dead. Apparently it's not. Yes, according to the analyst over there at Net Market Share, Windows 7, yes, has indeed dropped in users, but it's still very much alive. How much alive? Well, apparently 20.41%. Yep, that's how many people are still on Windows 7. Now, a lot of these are probably enterprises. They don't want to switch over. They got specific software that works for them, and they're not about to change. Funny thing is, though, if you think that's bad, yeah, Windows XP, it's also still alive. As of October of 2020 this year, Windows XP still has 0.87% of users. I sure hope that's as far as it goes, because if you're still running Windows 95, I don't really want to know you. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yep, it's still located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get your behind on over there. Check out all the wonderful shows on the BTN Network, including, of course, this show, The Mac Show, The Big Show, The Photo Show, and so many other great podcasts. Give us a like on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, at British Tech, and join our community over at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your FRIDA. Why edition tomorrow. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you, as always, for listening.